Well, Coach, now that you've had roughly 24 hours to kind of sit back, think. I know you told me earlier before you started speaking you're still on the high from yesterday, but I mean, this has just got to be a special season and just a whole special day all around to recognize this great group of guys.
I tell you what, after that speech, with all of them giving me static that I went 30 minutes or whatever, and I'm like, I'm emotionally drained. I'm happy. I'm extremely happy. But it's hard because, you know, the next time we practice on this field, those 12 are not going to be on the field. And that's the hard part. But the rest of it, all happy.
Yeah, I know you would rather come home with the first place trophy, but still to be one of four 1A teams that got to play this weekend, that's still nothing to really take for granted.
No, and I sat and watched the games. I talked to countless coaches before we went up there. You know, we're trying to gain a little bit of experience on what do you do here, what do you do there, how do you practice, you know, all that good stuff. And I asked for their best opinion, best advice. And to a T, every one of them told me, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what your draw is. You might go up there and you might find that they've got their number one pitcher behind them, and he just throws a gem. And so once you make it there, to just enjoy it. It's easier said than done because you're always coaching and you want the big win. But in the end, that's one thing. If some coach ever asked me, someone tell him that don't care what trophy you bring home, yes, you want the championship. But in all honesty, you've already made it. So let's enjoy it. And that's what today is all about.
Yeah, it's really hard, especially in the area that you guys play in. We talk about it all the time, how tough the NTC is. Just to make it more and farther in the postseason for baseball. And when you factor in who you got to play, the conditions you got to battle with, everything that you got to go through and all in the day, it's really just such a huge accomplishment just getting there, let alone coming home with the trophy that you want to come home with.
No, To be honest with you, just to make it to a super sectional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I took those first two super sectional chances for granted. And you know, you get a little arrogant as a coach and you start thinking, well, we've made it 2 years in a row, we might as well make it three. Then we make it four. And then you don't make it, the third year, and then COVID hits and everything kind of blows up for a little while. And then you're stuck in the same regional with the same NTC schools. And it's a dogfight. And it just to prove it, I mean, look at St. Anthony, go up there and win the 2A, us up there taking second in the 1A. I don't know if there's any other conference in the world that's ever done that. If it has, but I not in my recent memory, but I remember something like that happening. So kudos to the NTC, kudos to St. Anthony for a great, great year. And you know, we sit here, we enjoy it today. And then probably Monday or Tuesday, I'll start thinking about, oh, we got to get ready for next year. And you start thinking, you know, NTC, North Clay was young, and they're just getting better and better. South Central just got better and better. Windsor, just getting better and better. Beecher, just getting better and better. You're like, ugh, I don't even want to start thinking about this, you know?
You talked about it whenever you were talking about the guys individually. And, you know, I got to sitting back thinking about it the other day, just the games that I got to – broadcast, the games I got to cover of these guys, and in the short time I've been a reporter and a broadcaster, I don't think I've ever covered a team that had so many guys that were just so easy to root for and just all around good kids. I mean, that's something that doesn't come around every day as well either.
No, and you worry about that with 12 of them, because there's only 9 spots on the baseball field, and there's also some young guys that are pretty good. And you wonder about that, and you wonder how it's going to affect everything that goes on. Senior bunch, it never affected. It was like, whatever we got to do to win, Coach. And I hope these guys realize that. And to these young guys, I hope they realize that, because it wasn't that this was the most talented team I've ever had. It was because we was a team. And that was the difference.
Absolutely, you know, and you talked about it whenever you were talking about the seniors, and you've talked about it earlier today. Just, it's never easy to say goodbye to the seniors, but I'm sure, you know, a little celebration like this, being able to recognize the accomplishments and recognize something that no Altamont team has ever done, I'm sure it makes it just a little easier whenever you get to say more heartfelt goodbye and one that's not so teary-eyed as, you know, losing in the regional championship or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this, the bringing home a big trophy makes all that easier. Not easy, but it's easier. Our tough time is going to be, we've got some awards to give out to these guys once we figure that out, and we'll have to have that meeting, and you know, it's kind of our final meeting of the year. That's the meeting that's going to be tough, because I'm just going to be a ball of tears the whole darn meeting. But it's good tears. I mean, when you have a group like this where they're all in it for each other, it's sad because I don't have to, because I don't get to coach them anymore. But in the end, so you know that those 12 kids, they're going to be really good human beings and really good adults. And that's, take all the trophies and throw them away, I don't care. That's what's more important in the end, is when they leave here, they're going to be good humans and they're going to be good adults.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on a great year.
Thank you.
I was glad I could be here for it and glad I could be there for some of the games.
And you're going to be back next year, right?